Will you stand on your feet 1 minute? Your hands high. His presence is mighty heavy here. Affliction on that neck is retrieved back to hell. That pressure is over. That climate of depression, discouragement, and despair is dispelled now. Lift your hands. Whisper that name, Jesus. Again. Power, Holy Ghost, see this visitation, your life. Master, for losing that back. Thank you, Father, for changing that story, changing that situation this moment. We worship you, we honor you for victory. Give him the praise. Something happened. Give him a clap and a shout of victory. Another clap and a shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here to this evening in His presence. I believe that we will never leave here the same way we have come. In Jesus' precious name. Luke chapter 9, verse 29 to 31. Luke 9, 29 to 31. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Products of prayer is the subject tonight. Products of prayer. Our objective is to understand the products or the dividends of prayer. Scriptures make it clear that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, and I believe that at the place of prayer. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him." God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The meaning of that is, there are rewards in seeking the Lord, especially at the place of prayer. There are rewards, definite rewards, for seeking the Lord, especially at the place of prayer. In Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 19, he said, "I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." I declare things that are right. "I have not called anybody to waste his life." That's what he says. "I have not called anybody to waste his time." So, we are not wasting our lives seeking God. We are not wasting our time praying to God. Already we have seen answers to prayer in this country, and we shall see more and in our lives. Woman came yesterday coughing per second, according to the son's testimony. She is standing here tonight, normal, couldn't sleep for the last 1 month. They had to go check her this morning because she slept through the night and continued sleeping through this morning. We serve a prayer answering God. Somebody say aloud, amen. And the God that we serve, who answers prayers, shall answer your own prayer tonight. That amen can be better.
If you believe, you will answer your own prayer tonight. Shout the loudest amen. What are the dividends of prayer? What are the dividends of prayer? What are the products of prayer? What are the benefits of prayer? What do we stand to gain at the place of prayer? Number one is spiritual power and authority. Spiritual power and authority. The place of prayer is confirmed to be the place of power. In Genesis chapter 32, the story is well known to us. Verse 24 all the way to verse 28. Jacob wrestled at the place of prayer with God, and in verse 28, he left there with power. As a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and you have prevailed. To start with prayer is to end with power. To start with prayer is to end with power. In Acts chapter 3 and in verse 1, we read the story all the way to verse 7. How Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The hour of prayer being the ninth hour. In that hour of prayer, they demonstrated and manifested power. So the hour of prayer will always be the hour of power. The hour of prayer will always be the hour of power. That is why prayerfulness equals powerfulness. People of prayer are people of power. And prayerlessness equals powerlessness. Prayerless people are powerless people. Prayerless pastors are powerless pastors. Prayerless Christians are powerless Christians. They may have grammar that carry no grace. They may have vocabulary without authority. And the devils don't respect vocabulary. What the demons respect is raw power. When the sons of Sceva came to those demons in, I believe it was in Acts chapter 19, say, we adjure you in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. And they were speaking grammar. The demons look and, am I dreaming? What am I saying? Who are these people? What is their backing? Jesus I know, Paul I know. Who are you? Acts 19:15. Who are you? When they couldn't define their position in the realm of the spirit, when their stand in the spirit realm was not confirmed, it was the devil that cast them out. They wanted to cast the devil out. The devil casted them out. Beat them black and blue. Tore them naked. Seven people versus one man. Am I communicating? In all your dressing, carry power. The devil will not fear your appearance. He won't fear the price of your tie. And the number of hours you spend doing your hair. Am I speaking to somebody here? He's afraid of raw fire, raw power that you carry. And that is bathed at the place of prayer. I prophesy to someone here today. You are going to live here in power. 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 If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. One of the most powerful people in the Old Testament was called Elijah.
Before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain, no dew, except by my word. And the definition of Elijah's life was prayer. Elias was a man of like passion as we are, and he prayed. James chapter 5, verse 17. The definition of his life was prayer. He was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed. As he prayed, he discharged power at will. Open the heavens, close the heavens at will. Another kingdom power broker was Paul the Apostle. Handkerchiefs and aprons left his body and checked out devils. Acts chapter 19 from verse 11. Paul the Apostle did all manner of things. What was his secret? Prayer. I prayed in tongues. I speak in tongues more than you all. First Corinthians 14 verse 18. I speak in tongues more than you all. Praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit. Ephesians 6:18. That was his lifestyle. No wonder he carried power. Someone say amen. Spiritual power is number one. Prayer lazy Christians are power bankrupt Christians. Prayer lazy Christians are power bankrupt Christians. To be prayer lazy is to be power bankrupt. Power bankrupt Christians. Hear this. Those who kneel before God in prayer can stand before anything with power. Those who kneel before God in prayer will stand before anything in power. Anything. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. How does prayer produce power? Very simple. When you go to the place of prayer, you are standing in the presence of the Almighty. And the presence of the Almighty is the presence of power, is the climate of power, is the vicinity of power. That was what Elijah meant when he said, before God whom I stand. Standing with God is standing in power. It's like when you put a magnet. When you put a nail in the magnetic field of a magnet, and that magnet magnetizes the nail, the 9-inch nail. Then you carry that 9-inch nail after it has been with the magnet for a while, and take needle or an office pin close to that 9-inch nail that was with the magnet before. What will happen? It will magnetize it. Was the 9-inch nail originally a magnet? No. What happened to it? It stayed around a magnet too long until it acquired magnetic capacity. When you hang around Jehovah for a very long time at the place of prayer, you acquire divine capacity. You acquire divine authority. And when you step out of that presence, all the little demons and minions, when they see you, they thought they saw God. Hey! When they see you, they thought they saw God. So they will be acting the way they would have acted with the original magnet. This is called revelation equation. They will be acting the way they would have acted with the original magnet. Hallelujah. This is the power of soaking in the presence of God. When you soak in His presence, you come out, things happen effortlessly. Somebody is stepping into the realm of power tonight. You believe that? Say louder, amen. How many of you are ready at least to say to God, tonight I want to move to another level of power. I want to shift to a higher level of power. It shall be so to you in Jesus' precious name. Number two, benefit, dividend of product of prayer is access to divine plan, purpose, and will. Access to divine plan, purpose, and in bracket purpose there is vision, what you are on earth to do. divine plan, purpose or vision, and will. The place of prayer is the place to access the plan, the purpose, and the will of God for a man's life. The place of prayer is a place of access to the plan, the purpose, and the will of God for a man's life. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3, he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain that upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end he shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. I will stand upon my watch. That watch is a place of prayer. And I will access vision. I will access his plan for my life. In Luke chapter 9 verse 30 and 31, when Jesus was praying, and his countenance changed, behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who spoke to him concerning his assignment that is ahead of him in Jerusalem. It's all right, calm down, calm down. Concerning his assignment that is ahead of him in Jerusalem. At the place of prayer, he was getting the detail of God's plan and purpose for his life. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 10, at the place of where you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We access the will of God at the place of prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. The city of Jos for us is more like a Bethel of some sort. We'll be there tomorrow for explosive crusade. Why do I say so? I was coming from Jos about 34 years ago in that accident I told you about, where the vehicles were assaulted, and supernaturally I was rescued with my bag by my side. The same Jos. The same Jos was where God gave me my training for ministry. Training for ministry as the university president of the Christian Medical and Dental Students, and then the national president after that of the Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students, crisscrossing all the states of the country, preaching to University of Lagos, University of Ibadan, Unilorin, University of Ife, ABU, Zaria, University of Maiduguri, Calabar, Port Harcourt, just crisscrossing all the universities and preaching to both medical students and others. The same place that I got married. The same place that I went to the mountains to ask God, what is the next phase of my life and an assignment? What is your plan for me? What is my destiny next? Where God revealed the ministry. It happened after a three-day prayer on the mountains, seeking God. What do you have in store for me? He said, you know what I've been telling you all these years, over 10 years ago, the things I've told you about, the time for it has come. Really, sir? Where? That was the beginning of our journey into ministry. The place of prayer is the place to access the plan of God. Those who are too busy to pray are in a hurry to fail. In a hurry to miss it in life. In a hurry to miss God. Those who are too busy to pray are in a hurry to fail. Someone say aloud amen. They are in a hurry. They are too busy to pray. They are in a hurry to fail. God communicates his plan and purpose to the prayerful. He communicates his plans and purpose to the prayerful. To the prayerful. To the prayerful. How is it? How does that happen? Please note this. God will never reveal anything serious to the unserious. God does not do serious things with unserious people. He will not make his plan, his vision, or his purpose known to the careless or the unserious. He makes them known to the careful, the serious, the dedicated. He makes them known to the careful, to the serious, and to the dedicated. Someone say aloud, amen. Someone say aloud, amen. Proverbs chapter 25 and in verse 2. Sorry? Yeah, Proverbs 25 and in verse 2. He said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but it is the honor of kings, we are kings and priests, real priesthood, to search out a matter. God conceals important things so that desperate people can search them out. Am I communicating? The things that matter are not easily available, accessible. Gold, you don't find them on the surface. You may find stones, ordinary stones on the surface, but you will never find gold, real gold, on the surface of the earth. You dig for it. That's how divine plans and purposes are. You pray, you search, you ask. To show how serious you will be in managing what God wants to do with your life. Our Master Jesus is a prime example. At that place of prayer, the mountain of transfiguration, the plan of God for his life was communicated. Tonight, as we pray, I believe that the plan of God and the purpose of God for somebody's life here shall be communicated to you in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. What are the products of prayer? Number three is access to mysteries and divine secrets. Mysteries. This is different from the will or plan and purpose of God for your life. These are things that are mysteries, divine secrets. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3, he said, call unto me and I will answer you. And show you great and mighty things which you knew not. Great and mighty things which you know not. Call unto me. There are things you need to know you don't know. There are things you need to know you don't know. Because if you know all the things you are meant to know, you won't be where you are. Am I communicating? There is someone you thought was a friend that was an enemy. There is a reason why your life has been where it is that can be unveiled for your life to go forward. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 17 to 19, you heard the story of Daniel, how that there was a secret. Daniel went to his house and made a thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Now, the place of prayer is the place of access to mysteries and divine secret. Is the place of access to mysteries and divine secrets. The place of prayer is the place of access to hidden secrets. Access to hidden secrets. Things that are hid are accessible at the place of prayer. Are you ready for this? What is oblivious with man is always obvious with God. What is oblivious to man is always obvious in the presence of God. What is obscure to man is obvious with God. He said nothing is hid before the eyes of him with whom we have to deal. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11 and in verse 12. He said, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You came before him, Lord, I am trusting you to get married, and I've done my best. Is there anything I need to know? Lord, I'm trusting you for fruitfulness and multiplication. I've done everything I can. Is there anything I need to know? I am trusting you for the ministry to grow. Is there anything I need to know? You know, one pastor said some time ago how that the microphone they bought newly in the church, he was in a vision one time and he saw the same microphone in the kitchen of a wizard in his village, and those same microphones were inside a pot. The microphones were still standing there physically, but the microphones were inside the pot in the realm of the spirit. That is, they were cooking his voice. Don't have any voice. It's African technology. Another one came and saw in the revelation where all the speakers were off. The connector, they were all disconnected. They were there, but they were all unplugged. Mysteries. The other lady testified, I think it was on Tuesday, that every time in the dream, if it was her turn, if they are giving people gifts, once it was her turn to receive, somebody would jump to the line that is exactly her look-alike and would collect that thing and disappear until the mystery was revealed and that demon was killed for her to be free. Tonight, there shall be the unveiling of mysteries. Can that amen be louder? Lift your hands and say, Father, tonight is my night for the unraveling and the unveiling of every mystery around my life at this place of prayer. Father, I thank you because they shall be unveiled in Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. And why does that happen? Very simple. Secrets belong to intimates. Secrets are unveiled to intimates. Do you understand? You live in Lube here and you have a neighbor. You are going to travel to Lagos, but that neighbor is not aware. You don't owe him the duty except if he's close to you. But you called your brother in the village. You called your sister in Kano. I'll be traveling to Lagos for some days, just to let you know. Somebody is close by you, doesn't need to know. Somebody is at a distance, need to know. Because revelation flows in the vehicle of connection, association. The closer you are to people, the more access you have to the secrets they would like you to know. That's how God reveals his secrets and mysteries at the place of prayer. Psalm 25 and in verse 14, He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Them that reverence him, that respect him, that regard him. And he will show them his covenant. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Finally, for this moment, we might have a second part of this message. What are the dividends of prayer? Number four is access to the blessing of God. Access to the blessing of God. I will not let you go until you bless me. He was at the place of prayer making demands on blessing. Genesis 32:26. First Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 10 and 11. Jabez was making demands on the blessing of God. And Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed. The place of prayer is the place of the blessing. Exodus chapter 20 verse 24. He said, an altar of earth shall thou make unto me. And shall sacrifice thereon upon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name. You see, when we pray, we say we are calling on the name of the Lord. We are calling on the name of the Lord. Anywhere I record my name, anywhere I see someone who is calling on me, I will come unto you and I will bless you. Did you see that? All you need to connect my blessing is just make it a habit to call on me. Anywhere I record my name, anywhere I hear you call me, I will come to you there and I will bless you. Tonight we are calling on him. And tonight the blessing is coming upon somebody. Who is that person that is receiving the blessing? If you are that one receiving the blessing, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the toughest amen. Hallelujah. We saw how Jacob connected the blessing at the place of prayer. Please hear this. The place of prayer is the place for the enforcement of the blessing and the uprooting of curses. Enforcement of the blessing and the uprooting of curses. Because light and darkness cannot coexist. So if you are making, if the blessing is being released upon you at the place of prayer, the curses cannot survive there. If the blessing is being released upon you at the place of prayer, curses cannot survive there. Place of prayer is a place for the enforcement of the blessing and the uprooting of curses. And prayerlessness, prayerfulness equals blessedness, and prayerlessness equals blesslessness. Blessless. To be prayerless is to be blessless. Did you hear that? Not blessed, not blessful. Blessless. Somebody say amen. You know how prayer brings about the blessing? Very simple. Because prayer establishes the order of heaven on earth. Our Father, which as it is in heaven, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. At the place of prayer, we are bringing the climate of heaven, the influence of heaven, the atmosphere of heaven upon our lives. And that increases the blessing. Somebody say aloud, amen. So, what have we seen today? That prayer gives us spiritual power and authority, access to divine plan and purpose and will, and then access to mysteries and divine secrets, and then access to the blessing of God. This is my counsel. One, pray expectantly, not just religiously. Pray expectantly. Pray expecting to shift in authority. Pray pray expecting to access the will of God. Access a mystery. Ask to step out of the place of prayer with the blessing.
Pray expectantly, not just religiously. Pray with the objective and purpose of prayer in focus. The objective and purpose of prayer. Pray like that in focus.
The earnest expectation of creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. So manifestations happen in response to expectation. If there will be a manifestation, there must be an expectation. So you pray with expectation. You pray expectantly. If you are going to have a manifestation, there must be an expectation. If you are going to have a manifestation, there must be an expectation. You pray expectantly.
Not just religiously. Number two, pray tirelessly, tenaciously, and continually. In order to see victory continuously.
Again, pray tirelessly, tenaciously, and continually in order to see victory continuously. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17 said, we should pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray tirelessly. Pray tenaciously. Pray continually to see results on a continuous basis. Pray tirelessly, tenaciously, continually in order to see victory continuously.
Pray when you don't feel like praying, because it means the enemy is planning something, but it will never happen to you.
Very, very possible. When the devil wants to get to work, he makes people pray.
I like you to know this. When the devil wants to go to work, he makes people prayerless. When God wants to go to work, he makes people prayerful.
John Wesley said, when God is about to move, he sets his praying men praying. There is one way to know that God wants to do something around your life. He puts a prayer burden. There is one way for you to know God wants to cancel what the devil is planning to do. He puts a prayer burden. There is one thing to know that the devil wants to do something. He discourages your prayer life.
One lady said some years ago, woke up around 4 a.m. The Holy Ghost woke her up. Pray, pray, pray. She refused to pray. Pray, pray, pray. She didn't pray. Pray, pray, pray. She didn't pray and fell asleep back. 1 hour later, criminals arrived. And she connected it directly. Terrible crime. The experience they had that day was disastrous.
Am I communicating?
There is one way to know that the devil wants to walk. He makes you prayerless. And there is one way to know that God wants to walk. He makes you prayerful. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand up on your feet.
Now, this is a prayer course and we are going to pray practically. Is that all right?
We are going to pray practically. And as we pray, I want you to pray with revelation.
So every time your heart becomes cold towards prayer, it is a state of emergency. A spiritual state of emergency. Every single time that your prayer becomes a struggle, you wake up, prayer can't flow. It becomes anything you need to do to tow yourself, do it. Towing van.
One day my wife came to my study and I was praying and she said, I said, what are you coming? She said, she came to sit here so she can just literally be told, let's pray. And she remained there for as long as she will. Just in the climate of my praying, she was praying. Nobody was talking to each other.
Everybody was on their own.
You need to get the tongue of fire to tow you. Put it on auto reverse.
Not just for when somebody is sick, you play. You use it to tow yourself.
You just whine yourself like that Agbegi Lodo they used to whine in those days. You know those lorries, in those days they used to whine like this, whine like this, whine like this. Like grinding machine in rice mill, and, or comb machine or whatever. You throw yourself like that.
I mean, the whole world is confronting you. The Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come. Everything wants to reduce your strength. Everything wants to make you spiritually tired. Everything. Look at the news, look at television, look at everything. But it is your duty. It's your duty. When I was in the medical school, the ruggedity with which I operated at that time is remarkable. I will pray almost 1 to 3 hours before going to class in the morning. 1 to 3 hours. Any day I overslept, if I oversleep today, tomorrow will pay for it. Tomorrow must pay for it. 1 to 3 hours. Medical student, 1 hour to 3 hours in the morning before going for class that starts by 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. with 1 hour break between 12 to 1. Hallelujah. Amen. And you can, under any circumstance, it doesn't matter how tight your schedule is, you can incorporate your rugged spiritual life inside. We're about to pray now. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and lift your voice. And say after me, say, Father, I thank you for your goodness, and your mercy
for my life.
Thank you for your word,
to me today.
To you be all the glory
and all the honor
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and thank the Lord for one moment.
Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word to me. In Jesus' precious name. Genesis 32:28. Everybody read it together. I want to go. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the clothing
of your power
on my life
today.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I ask
that you will move
my life
and destiny
to the next level
of spiritual power
and authority.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
again say, Father,
I ask
for the clothing
of your power
on my life
today.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I ask
that you will move
my life
and destiny
to the next level
of spiritual power
and authority
today, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
But I ask for the clothing of your power
on my life today.
In the name of Jesus,
Father,
I ask that you will move my life
and move
my destiny
to the next level
of spiritual power
and authority.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father, I ask
for the clothing
of your power
on my life
today.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father, I ask
that you will move my life
and my destiny
to the next level
of spiritual power.
in Jesus.
Precious name. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what you will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write a vision and make it plain upon tables that you may read it and run. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for access
to your perfect plan, purpose,
and will
for my life,
in every aspect
of my life.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
help me, Lord,
to know
at this time
what you want me
to know
about my life
and destiny
and assignment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I ask
for access
to your perfect
plan
and purpose
and will
for my life,
in every aspect
of my life.
Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
help me, Lord,
to know
at this time
what you want me
to know
about my life,
about my destiny,
about my assignment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Jesus, precious name. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for access
to needed
divine secrets
for my life
and destiny
at this time, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
I ask, Lord,
that you will unveil
every mystery
around my life
and destiny
and assignment
at this time.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father, I ask
for access
to needed
divine secrets
for my life
and destiny
at this time, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
I ask, Lord,
that you will unveil
every mystery
around my life,
around my destiny,
around my assignment
at this time, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. I'm going to go to the hospital.
precious name. Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. See, after we say, Father,
Father,
I ask for access
to
your blessing,
blessing
at this place of prayer.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
I reject
every curse
of
the enemy
on
my life,
on my
destiny,
on
my assignment.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, say,
Father,
I ask
for
access
to
your blessing
at this place
of prayer.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
I reject
every curse
of the enemy
on my life,
on my
destiny,
on
my assignment.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your heart
and pray. Precious name, the Lord shall answer us, has answered us in Jesus' name. Isaiah 59, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 59, 18 and 19. Everybody read it. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and the glory, his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, do something in this nation that will make the world fear you. Do something in this nation that will make the world fear you. They have taken your name for granted. They've taken your church for granted. They've taken Christianity for granted. You know the way some people behave? You will think that Christianity is a minority in this country. No. No.
No. No.
No.
No.
Far from minority.
Hi.
Listen to this. We have 36 states in this country. 20 out of 36 are manned by Christian governors. 20 out of 36. That is how minor it is.
That is how minimal these people are. Do you know 20 over 36?
Yes.
The balance is 16.
Yes, sir.
Deputy, 22 out of 36.
Aye.
Ask yourself the question, how come? What an error. Then out of all these places, at the national level, there is none good enough. After the other side have ruled for 7.5 years, going to 8 years, it should be a unanimous decision that all platforms should present people from this side. In this season, it will be known.
Amen.
That we can never be taken for granted.
Amen.
In this season, it will be known that enough is enough. If it is a charm, it has spoiled.
Amen.
There shall be balancing in all our realms.
Amen.
In the military, balanced.
Amen.
In the judiciary, balanced.
Amen.
No more, nothing like lopsided from one zone, one religion dominating a people that are not my, far from, you just said the statistic I gave you. And it's common knowledge. There is more we can say. But we'll stop there for now, for today. This volume of people, demon agents go to burn down their churches, kill people anyhow, in a country with such volume of people. It's in, the Bible says, why, how do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? It is vain imagination to think that Christianity will cease to exist in Nigeria. Vain imagination. This city, this nation shall be the burial ground of every imported killer, every imported fighter, every imported terrorist, and all the people sponsoring them. This land shall be their burial. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A people this voluminous, people this major, you want to coward them and intimidate them into believing that they are not, they are minor or they don't matter. That devil is a bastard. People with the most endowed mental capacity. When you are talking about education and talking about development and literacy, where is it?
Hey!
Let us say, where you are talking of mentality, literacy, education, human development, where is it? It's changing. It is changing. It is changing. It is changing. Lift up your hands and we're going to pray the prayer right now. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will carry out
your acts
of judgment
and vengeance
in Nigeria,
such that people
will fear your name
from the west
and your glory
from the rising of the sun.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
we ask
that you will carry out
your acts of judgment
and vengeance
in Nigeria,
such that people
will fear your name
from the west
and your glory
from the rising
of the sun.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Oh,
Nigeria, so that people will see your name from the west and your glory from the rising of the sun. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name.
Strange things will happen in this nation shortly. The owner of breath will take some people's own.
Hey, amen.
The owner of heartbeat will stop some people's heartbeat.
Amen.
Those sending out killers, the killers will look after them.
Amen.
Will look for them and take them out. Very strange things. We're in that season. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise for answer to prayers. Give the Lord the praise for answer to prayers. And just get set to receive something. Lift your hands and just worship Him. Worship Him. 3 minutes. Worship Him. Lift your hands and worship Him.
Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Lift your hands high. In the name of Jesus, a fresh garment of intercession, fresh robe of prayer. Lift your hands high. That's right. Fresh realm of authority. Access to divine plan. Access to mysteries. Access to the blessing. Lift your hands and scream, I receive it. When I say... Lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive it. And then you place your hand on yourself. Father, let it drop. Let it flow.
In the name of Jesus. Receive. 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 Receive.
Shall it be? Something has dropped on you overnight tonight. Drastic encounters overnight tonight. Drastic divine encounters in the name of Jesus. A new season, a new help is upon you. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Everyone who has experienced a healing or a touch, just 2-3 minutes, you step forward and let's see what God did for you. Someone with arrow on the left hand side of the chest, that arrow is returned back to hell. Someone with a neck condition is healed also. Lower back condition is healed also. That man with the neck collar, just check your neck. Yes, stand up on your feet. Come forward. The neck. With the neck collar. Check yourself and confirm your healing. While the prayer was on, someone fell into a trance. And it was a divine encounter and a deliverance encounter. You are that one. You step forward here and let's see what happened. Find out from him what was wrong with him.
Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah.
What happened?
Yes, was involved in a road traffic accident about 2 months ago that affected his spine and also affected that neck. In fact, the neck was operated upon.
Oh.
Couldn't do that, couldn't turn the neck to the left or to the right, but then the power of God is upon him.
Gently guard him, guard the neck. I want more of you.
Guys and girls, men and women, men and brethren, are you ready for something? Tell me about it.
Sir, 6 days ago, this young man had a surgery here to test what it is. And they said it's cancer. And now, after you prayed for him, he went back and he has come back. They say it's no more cancer. See the old one for today.
I didn't get the result. It was when the one came back again. I had to go for this result. So when they say it's cancer, I now came to church. I did the surgery. I came to church last week, Wednesday, when you prayed for me and my family at the back there, when you were going out. When you prayed for me and my family. So this new result, when I collected it this week, Monday, they said it's not...
The doctor told you it wasn't cancer.
What did the doctor say? He said, this is the result. He said, he doesn't even know. Even today I was at the hospital to show him what the result. He said, what is, we'll just do Shasta. We'll just do one. He didn't know that she'll come back in the next 2 weeks. He didn't know what explanation to give to this.
Mucoepidermal carcinoma grade 2. That was what it has been 6 years ago.
Yes.
From a malignant cancer to just to benign. The same hospital, the same department.
On DSS Medical Center.
That's right.
The, 2016, DSS Medical Center. They took the lump to National Hospital for histology 6 years ago. I did the same surgery again at DSS Medical Center and still took the same outcomes to National Hospital. Different results.
Lift up your hands.
Everything that is negative in your life is changing tonight. Power of the Holy Ghost is changing tonight. It's changing tonight. God is giving you a different result from what the devil gave you. Yes.
Sir, you were trying to minister. We went into worship. You spoke about an arrow to the chest. This is the young man. He said he came with that heaviness and he knew it was an arrow, but now the chest is clear. The arrow gone back to hell.
Give the Lord a prayer.
The same thing for this young man.
Congratulations. And every one of you, your testimonies are permanent in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are in need of surrender to Jesus tonight. You need your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new beginning in your life. Pick up your Bibles and your bags. Quickly step forward and let's pray for you. While they are coming out, communion will also be served at the same time. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward and let us receive you. Today is your day in which you want to say, Jesus, I am sorry for how I have lived. I want to make my ways right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Maybe you are battling with an addiction, a smoking addiction, alcoholic addiction, immoral addiction, prostitution addiction, lying, cheating, gambling,
drunkenness, marijuana, drug addiction, anything that has tied down your life, come forward here and let the yoke be broken. And then, while they are doing that, the communion is being served, and then we will be through in a moment. Celebrations.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing song? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Are you washed in the blood?
Your right hand on your chest, all of you standing here, and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The hold is broken and it's a new day in Jesus' precious name. Amen.